thank you for making the time to see me. Yeah, I was really excited when your assistant called to let me know of a cancellation. You had really high reviews and are in really high demand, so I'm just glad that you could take me. Yes, well, you are too kind. I'm happy to be here. Oh, tough stuff, huh? So I'm here because I have this dream. It's reoccurring. It's keeping me up at night. I already have a hard time sleeping, and this is just making it worse and just becoming too much. It's stressing me out. Does my husband know that I'm here? Well, no. I mean, it's not that I'm hiding it, obviously. I'll find out from insurance. You take insurance, right? Yeah, so therapy to me is just a place that I can go, I can let go of all my secrets, and he just doesn't understand. He thinks that I'm just stressed and it'll pass and move on with life. So there's just no reason to really bring it up, to be honest. Well, I found out about this place from my friend Jenny. Yes, that Jenny. She is amazing and she always knows the best doctor. So, yeah, well, she told me that your approach was different than, you know, the norm. And I don't know, I'd like to think that I'm pretty open and okay with that. Okay. So now. Oh, okay. I'm going to remove them right now. Okay. I can do that. I've had these for quite a while. A lot longer than maybe I'd like to admit. I honestly just didn't think that anybody would ever see me in them, so I didn't really kind of worry about that. Jenny did not share that information with me. I know what that is. A wand. People use it on their shoulders, neck, back, between their legs for pleasure. Okay. Alright, yes, I will turn it on. Okay. Ooh, it's loud. Cheerleading camp. I was the captain on the squad, and she, the new incoming freshman. I'm still amazed she made the squad. Yeah, well, it's kind of unheard of when you're a freshman. But she was beautiful and had an amazing body. You could really fly her through there. Supposed to do any hazing, but happened to me when I joined the squad. Well, me and the other four senior girls had a little fun with her. And another new girl. Well, you know, kind of just dumped some stuff on them and lying a hold of them and kind of walked them around and just suppose maybe scared them a bit. Yeah, afterwards I told her that if she wanted me to stick up for her and make her life easier, she would have to meet me after lights out in the locker room. Well, she was quite curious and she said she would. Yeah. I remember laying in bed. How wet I felt. The anticipation of what I was going to do. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, what I was going to have her do to me. What I was going to do to her. Oh. Well, all the other girls were asleep. I tiptoed out of my bed. Yeah, she was already there waiting for me. Sitting there on the bench. Oh yeah, in a pair of those cheerleader shorts and a t-shirt. She looked really hot. Oh, you know, I just kind of let her know that I saw a lot of potential in her. Kind of felt that she reminded me of myself. And then I just kind of let her know that if she wanted the next 2 weeks to go a little easier on her, you know, power. Yeah, I could get the other girls to back off. I mean, I could really get the other girls to do what I wanted, so. Well, she loved the idea of that. But I told her that she would have to do as I asked. So she nodded, and she looked at the floor. She looked into my eyes and looked at the floor. Well, I told her that I love to have my asshole and my pussy licked. And then I wanted her to do that for me. Yeah. Well. Oh. Well, she mentioned that she wasn't sure because she's never done that before. So I leaned in. I whispered into her ears to get on her fucking knees and not to say another fucking word to me. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Oh, she looked at me. I mean, she was shocked. She was scared. Did as I asked. Oh, she sat there on her knees. Oh, looking between my legs. I started touching myself. Oh, through my clothes. Oh yeah. I told her I've been thinking about this from the moment that I saw her in triumphs. I wanted to fuck her pretty little face. Oh yeah. I would say that it's a control thing for me. Oh, can I take off my shirt? Okay. Oh. She's getting so hot. Well, it was silence, other than the sound of my hand touching myself. But then I lifted up and pulled my shorts and panty off. Yeah. My hair's much longer now. At the time, though, my pussy was shaved bare. Yes, doctor? While I reached down, I grabbed the hair on the back of her head. I pulled her face between my legs. Oh, it felt so good. She didn't start licking right away. Well, I started to grind against her face. Smearing my juices all over her skin. Then she opened her mouth. What a good girl she was. Oh yeah, for licking the head cheerleader's pussy. Oh yeah. I had to keep licking and licking. Oh yeah. Oh, licking me everywhere. Oh yeah. Oh. Very, very turned on, doctor. Well, I had her stand up. Strip off her clothes. The concrete was so cold. It wasn't comfortable. Of course, I had her on the bottom. Oh, I was the landed in her face. Long, slow licks. I took on her skin. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. The toy feels so good. Oh, yeah. didn't know what to expect coming here. Oh, what does my schedule look like? Well, I have to check my phone. Yes, Monday. Monday would work. I'd be happy to tell you more. Oh. Yes. You have other clients. I understand. Okay. I will, I'll get dressed. Oh. Oh, you want my panty? Oh, sure. I can leave that for you. Oh, yes. Ah, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I'll see you Monday.